Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Kingston, New York, Friday to stump for 19th congressional district candidate Antonio Delgado. It's part of Biden's effort to turn out votes for Democratic candidates across the country. Biden also touched on the day's biggest headline, the pipe bomb sent to many top Democrats. Biden addressed a large crowd of Delgado supporters, saying the November 6th midterm elections are like no other.
This is about the character of the nation. No. It's about, by the way, I appreciate the applause, but I'm not looking for applause lines. I'm deadly earnest about this. It's about who we are as Americans.
Biden addressed the matter of pipe bombs sent to a number of prominent Democrats, including himself.
But the country has to come together. This division, this hatred, this ugliness, it really has to end. And words matter. Words matter.
He then moved on to other themes.
Folks, I'm so tired of Democrats walking around with their heads down like, woe is me. How can we do this? We're in such trouble. It's time to stand up, damn it. Time to stand and remember who we are. There is nothing beyond our capacity. And I'll say it again, but this country has to come together.
Here's Delgado.
We need now more than ever thoughtful, smart, responsible government. Because a lot of us, all of us, need that.
Delgado faces freshman Republican John Faso. In a statement, Faso said he is pleased to welcome Biden to the district, adding, quote, I appreciate his contributions to American political life over the past 40 years and his role in searching for a cure to cancer. It is not a surprise that a prominent Democrat is endorsing my opponent. However, most people in our district don't support higher taxes and the government-run health care scheme promoted by my opponent, end quote. House Speaker Paul Ryan was in the district last week appearing with Faso. And one of Friday's speakers, 20th District Congressman Paul Tonko, says Biden connects with working families.
And people see him as someone who totally identifies with the American families that have had hard moments, have had difficult times, are looking for a brighter tomorrow. He is a voice of hope. And I think he brings that hopefulness to this district today.
Cynthia Wolf of Kingston attended.
I think that Joe Biden is somebody who tells you the straight deal. And so, yeah, I think he's absolutely a great person to be here because he's going to tell the people what to do and how to do it and why it's important for us to do this.
Biden said the country is in a battle for its soul.
This is America, and together we can take it back. So go get it. Go get it.
Delgado, who introduced Biden following four other speakers, had a similar sentiment.
We got 11 days to make history. We got 11 days to take our future back. We got 11 days to remember who we are and what we're truly about. And to go get it.
A Siena College Spectrum News poll released October 22nd shows 1 point separating Faso and Delgado, 44% to 43%. The Green Party's Steve Greenfield and independent Diane Neal are also in the race. Following his stop in Kingston, Biden was headed to Connecticut to rally for fellow Democrats there. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Kingston.